All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of O365A. And tonight we're going to be talking about some outbound calling restriction challenges with Operator Connect. And just a quick review, if you're doing Microsoft Teams calling, you basically have three options to integrate with the public phone system, commonly known as PSTN. You can go with the Microsoft calling plans, which you procure numbers right from Microsoft and can do the calling through the Microsoft service. Or you can go direct routing, which you select a PSTN carrier and the Microsoft Teams call goes to the carrier and out to the PSTN, likewise coming in. Or a new option is Operator Connect, which is sort of an enhanced version of direct routing in which you select one of several certified Operator Connect operators, and the management of the phone numbers with that PSTN carrier is done right through Microsoft Teams. So more and more people are starting to select Operator Connect as an option. And we covered that in episode 90, if anyone wants to check that out more. But what we're going to talk about tonight with Operator Connect is when you go to introduce calling restrictions for the outbound calling, there's limited options. So we're going to walk through some scenarios and some workarounds to address that problem. Michael, why don't you maybe expand on some of the scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working with a lot of organizations or enterprises that are starting to evaluate and kind of jump into Operator Connect. And so this is, you know, typically they're moving from a traditional PBX that they've had for many years. And so kind of the first wave of activity is really doing your discovery, right? So assess what you're doing today in your traditional PBX, build out your personas. And typically you'll find uncover scenarios where you need to restrict the ability of groups of users to calling certain numbers. And so if we think about that outbound dialing restriction, you know, maybe it's meeting rooms, maybe it's, you know, certain users, maybe it's executives having, you know, classes of services that are greater than other users. So when we think about those scenarios, in the direct routing world, we had, you know, online voice routing policies, we had usages and routes to really control what is authorized from a calling perspective and what path they would take to the PSTN network. Some of those controls go away when we think about something like Operator Connect, where it's more turnkey, like a Centrix type service. And so with that, maybe we'll pass it to Dino to talk about some of the options we have.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So effectively, you know, if you're going down the path of Operator Connect and you do ultimately, you'll run into this when you start deploying Teams, is you're like, oh, I've got a subset of my users that I don't want to be able to make international calling. So what do we have options? What can we do there? So we have some options. And effectively, what I'm going to show you is something that's been around for a while, and that's the outbound calling restriction policies for audio conferencing and PSTN calls. So you can see here I'm sharing just the docs page for this. And this really existed for calling plans, and it's been around since the dawn of calling plans and allows you to control a couple of things. And that's how you want the dial-out capabilities for meetings to be controlled, and then just in general, what types of calls in general you want the user to make. So that's all done with this PowerShell command that grants CS dial-out policy. And, you know, we can set this at a global level to control outbound calling for all users or individual users. And you can see there's a number of different built-in defaults in here. And there's a number of them here. The default for any one tenant is going to be to basically allow everybody to dial out and to dial out internationally and domestically. So without doing anything, you deploy Operator Connect. With the majority of carriers that I've worked with, especially in Canada, there's going to be an issue you run into where you just want people to restrict them. So you'll have to, you know, this is what I call a workaround for now. I think we've raised the feedback with Microsoft in terms of having that, you know, where the calling plan style control, where you can just choose a domestic plan for those users or an international plan. You don't have that with Operator Connect, so you'll have to apply this policy. So, you know, I can quickly show you in PowerShell here, you can get a list of these same policies. And you can see all the different policies that were listed in the docs behind me. And if I scroll up, you can see that the global in my tenant, and this is all tenant defaults, will be international and domestic. So you can, you know, if I wanted to restrict a user, for example, just to be able to make domestic calls within Canada, then I could just kind of scroll down and find the domestic only policy and apply that. So if I have a user that I wanted to apply this to, in my case, I'm going to apply a policy to Andrew Todd, enableuc.com, and the tag, the policy I'm going to apply is this dial-out CPC and PSTN domestic. So allow him to dial out, and CPC is cloud PSTN conferencing for those inquiring minds. So allow that dial-out conferencing and allow PSTN domestic calling only. So you can see there's a bunch of different options in here. But I want to restrict it to my local country. So once I apply this policy, you know, Andrew's immediately only going to be able to dial domestic calling in Canada.
So, Dino, I know that you're saying like domestic calling here is just for within Canada. So does that mean that Operator Connect domestic calling is different than the calling plans domestic calling? Like, at least for us in North America, I know that they're domestic calling is North American wide calling. I'm not sure about the Operator Connect one.
Yeah, that's a great question, Hab. And it is different because with calling plans, domestic meant, at least in Canada and the US, you can call North America wide, which is what generally, I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10. I can't remember the last customer that wanted it locked down. Generally, they're okay with calling within North America if you're in Canada or the US. However, the caveat to using this method that I'm showing you is it locks Andrew down here to calling within Canada only. It would treat the US as an international call. And there is no way, there's nothing in this list that allows me to call North America right now. So that is the difference, and you've hit the nail on the head. So a user in Canada that we apply this to, if I'm applying it to a US-based user, it's based on the location that's set in the admin center. So if in admin.microsoft.com, if you set the user up as a Canadian user or a US user, then it will follow that country as domestic. And everything else will be considered international. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, for sure. I just wanted to understand sort of the differences, because you're meaning like domestic is like just local to the country that you're in. But like, you know, with experience in calling plans, it's both. And even generally with a lot of like your carriers, if you were doing direct routing, you would get the ability to do like North American calling generally for at least on the SIP trunking side of things, you know. A lot of the times it's included, right?
Right.
The same price, right? So it's a good thing. And then I noticed there on the audio conferencing page this page here, there's zones that you can define, I guess, right? Or zones that you can use. Is that strictly for the audio conferencing? Like you can specify a zone for outbound dialing, but you can't specify that for a user, right?
Yeah, we looked at this in testing. I thought, okay, maybe I can I apply the zones? And if you look at the Zone A countries, people are like, well, what are Zone A countries? You can look at the list here, and here's the list of Zone A countries for this policy, and it's quite a long list. And Canada and the U.S. is in here, and as well as a number of countries. So those, unfortunately, only apply to the CPC portion of it. So if I apply it, I can say, you know, users in the conference can dial out to Zone A countries and regions. And then you can set for the actual PSTN calling only, like just a regular phone call, you have the regular option. So you've got PSTN international, PSTN domestic, or PSTN disabled. You can outright turn off calling in this as well. So you need to be careful when you choose these policies. So no, you can't use the Zone A countries to deal with saying, well, I want users to be able to call countries in this list, and that doesn't work that way. It's just for the dial-out portion.
Okay.
Or for conferences.
Okay. So that makes sense. So it's just conferencing for the zoning, and then the you know, international, domestic, or whatever the tagging that you said in the other page for the user. But you bring up a question that I have around the disabled one, like where, like why would you use that? And then like, is there any restrictions or things that you can use with, like with it? Like, does it allow for emergency calling or?
I mean, you can disable on both levers. So both on the conferencing part and the PSTN straight calling part. And you may not want anybody to use dial-out conferencing, for example. So you can disable on the dial-out. And that's a common ask. Hey, I don't want anybody to be able to do dial-out because it can be taken advantage of, let's say, from some users. And then I guess if there was a scenario where you wanted to just directly disable a user from making calls, maybe you would assign them an operator connect number. I mean, the other way to do it is just to remove their phone system license, for example, would obviously do that. But I haven't come across too many scenarios where you might disable it there, but obviously Microsoft provided that functionality for a reason. Maybe you have a tenant.
The common area phones or something like that might be, awesome. Or like a phone.
Yeah, the scenario I've come across is, we need to allow outbound dialing to emergencies, but only emergency services. And so you can still give it a phone number through Operator Connect so that if someone had to call back, they're able to, get to that endpoint from a 911 perspective or emergency calling perspective. And so that scenario disabled just allows emergency outbound and nothing else.
Perfect. Yeah, so that actually would be really good, right? Especially the ability, with the emergency services, we talked about that before, right? Where, if you get hung up by, for some reason, they have the caller ID of that particular phone that they can call back directly, right?
Yeah, or if you have some like emergency phones just scattered in the floor or in the stairwells or wherever the scenario, manufacturing facility, you can have a phone that's just meant for emergency calling and not, incurring international charges or anything like that.
Hey, Dino, you're showing PowerShell. Is any of this available in the Microsoft Teams Admin Center?
No, these policies don't exist in the Teams Admin Center. So that's another caveat. If you're not PowerShell friendly, you'll have to quickly learn these to be able to implement it. The good news is you don't have to create anything because these built-in policies exist. And that's another bit of feedback that we provided is hopefully we'll start to see that as a policy you can assign in the Teams Admin Center. So yeah, it's a good call out, Kurt.
Yeah, and just PowerShell quickly, go ahead,
Kurt. I was just gonna say quickly, what's the end user experience if you're restricted from making a call? Is it just the beep, 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 you can't make the call?
That's the user experience just gets the fast busy sound and
can't connect or something like that.
Yeah, it's not a very it definitely doesn't give you a message saying you've been your administrator's disabled this. I mean, that would be great, but it just gives them the standard. It'd be the same as if the call couldn't complete for another reason.
And even on the commandlet, like you can't set anything to give any type of tone or something like that. Okay, cool.
No, there's not. This is, you're pretty much limited to this. It's not, there's no, not a very verbose PowerShell. You just granted the policy. see this applied to the user, obviously.
Yeah, the get PowerShell commandlet is okay because it does break out the audio conferencing versus outbound calling. So it's a little bit easier to read. So it's like match your outbound calling that you're desiring and then match your audio conferencing. And that's the policy you need to assign. It's a little bit harder from the docs page because it talks about the tagged identity. And then in the description, kind of says this is what it can do for audio conferencing. This is what it can do for calling plans. It's a little bit harder to read. So.
Like I assigned dial-out CPC and PSTN domestic. So if you find it in this list,
that one,
it's right here. you can see, well, allow PSTN conferencing dialogue type domestic only, and then allow PSTN outbound calling type domestic only. So I'm allowing this user to do dial out within Canada, and then I'm allowing him to call anywhere in Canada as well. So yeah, so this a little bit, Michael's right, it is easier to kind of get your head around it when you read it this way. So just find the one that makes the most sense for you. And you can see here, you can do the disabling as well for both. So find the one that you need for each user and you can set them appropriately, or change your global, you know, to whatever makes the most sense for your organization. So again, choose carefully here, because you will, once you apply this policy, it will be immediately impactful to users.
And little tip I always like with PowerShell, when you have these commandlets with like a lot of output, you can pipe it to clip, which goes to the Windows clipboard, and then you can put it in your favorite editor and search or manipulate it, do what you need to.
There also, if you right click the top bar of the PowerShell window, there is a find you can do right in screen under edit.
Yep. Or you can select everything and then you can just drag all the contents. I mean, there's a number of things in here. I just copied everything into my clipboard and yeah.
Learn something new every day.
All right, I think that's a wrap. Any more questions or comments?
No, I think the big thing here is, you know, think about the personas that you're, you know, moving into Operator Connect. Make sure you're aligning with your business requirements. And Operator Connect does not mean that you get to avoid PowerShell, because some of these scenarios may flag the need to go to PowerShell. Of course, if you're ever doing bulk management, you're probably going to be doing it in PowerShell anyways.
Well said. We'll leave it at that. So great episode. We really drilled into the Operator Connect, some of the restrictions and what to do about it. So thanks, guys. Good episode. And we'll see you on the next one. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.